Taylor Walker, what is it that you want to talk about regarding Taylor Walker this morning?
I was just trying to remember back to the day when this camp stuff, we haven't talked too much about this. Taylor was defensive about the camp. And,
well, the whole of South Australia were.
Yeah. This is what he had to say about the camp back on the 2018.
The camp that we went on as a footy club, personally I found one of the most beneficial and most rewarding camp I've ever been on as an individual. And I'd encourage any of my best mates or family members to do the same thing. Our football club, like most other AFL clubs in the competition, are exploring ways of being able to get an edge over other teams in the AFL.
Right.
And that's in the mental space. I think it was one of the best camps I've ever been on.
Do you know of any players?
Speak for all of them, yeah.
Do you know of any other players that are mentally disturbed?
Not that I'm aware of.
Right. So that's March 2018 on Triple M. So and that other voice was obviously Mark Ricciuto too.
So now I guess what is – so Taylor said today in the paper, I did everything I could to help. You know, clearly there were issues
right
at the club from the camp. I put my head on the pillow at night. I tried. I had meetings at home. That must have developed because on March 2018, he wasn't aware of anyone that had any mental issues.
Yeah, and in fairness to him, we don't know what the timeline was, but this is what he had to say yesterday.
Yeah, I said he was the captain at the time of the footy club and those boys being past players, not great, to be honest. It's quite upsetting to hear that those guys are still feeling the effects of the camp. What I will say is that the camp, a lot of people took different things out of it. And I personally, I've said it, I took a positive experience out of it. But that does not take away from the feelings of hurt that those boys are going through at the moment.
Yep.
So very cognizant of the hurt now. I guess what, you know, if we had Taylor here, he would say, well, as it developed after I made those statements in 2018, I'd become aware that there were issues that developed and therefore I had to try and facilitate and mediate. It's just sad.
It is. Just to put a full stop on this, so John Olsen, the Crows chairman, also had this to say on SEN South Australia yesterday.
The stories that Eddie Betts and Josh Jenkins recounted last week were confronting. And it clearly indicated that the adverse effects from the camp have been felt and continue. It's our responsibility, first and foremost, say apologise to them, and that's what we wanted to do. And secondly, to reach out to them, which I've done in both instances, as has Tim Silver, to have a communication with them and Bryce Gibbs and anybody else who might be adversely affected from the camp to address any issues and see where we could be of assistance going forward.
Right. Now they're doing everything humanly possible to make sure
that
they apologise and they smooth out any differences that players have with the club and each other, that type of thing, which you know, a lot of people say, well, it's a bit late for that. But it's never too late to apologise, is it?
No, it's not. But you've got to have good crisis management people, don't you?
Well, of course you do.
At your club when these things happen. You've got to be able to anticipate. You've got to be able to see. You know, you've got to be 2, 3, 4, 5 steps ahead. And I think Roo, if he had his time again on the day after this all broke on his radio station where he just sort of basically said, I hope Eddie can move on. All those sort of statements now come back and bite you on the backside. So let's hope that they can find some peace and resolution, all those players. And I don't know whether there'll be more players that come out. Maybe there'll be more that come in now. And we've got legal action too being spoken about as well. So I don't think it's particularly going away.